Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar also said today that he expects insurance premiums will be reduced quite soon after preliminary data suggests that the average personal injury award has dropped by around 50%. Insurance Industry Ireland has welcomed the news, but speaking on the News at 1, John Kennedy of Kenco Insurance claimed that premiums will likely only drop by 10%. For his reaction, I'm joined now by Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson and Donegal TD, Piers Doherty. Piers Doherty, thanks for talking to us on Drive Time.
Thank you.
Your reaction to what John Kennedy of Kenco said today, that claims or premiums are only likely to drop by 10%, is that enough in your view?
No, it's not enough. And it's not what the insurance industry were telling us when they were looking for this legislation, which is brought in and which has now reduced the level of minor award injuries to by 50%. What they told the Committee of Finance at the time was that we should be seeing reductions of between 15 and 20%. And they said that if we weren't seeing those reductions, we should be asking serious questions. Now, there's no way to guess whether they were underplaying at that time. Should the numbers be actually higher? And that's why I introduced legislation that has passed second stage, but unfortunately the government is preventing it moving to the next stage for another 9 months. And that legislation is mirrored on what happens in Britain, where the same insurance companies operate here as they do there. And what they did in Britain and what I want to do in this legislation is to make sure that these companies pass on these savings euro for euro to consumers. And you do that by ensuring that they have to report through an audited process to the central bank that the savings that they've made in terms of the award levels being cut are passed on to consumers. And there's serious questions now why the government are blocking that legislation.
So in percentage terms, what reductions would you hope to see then?
Well, first of all, as I said, the insurance industry told us that if we are not seeing 20% reductions, we should be asking serious questions. And those reductions should have already kicked in, because they also told us, and we all know this anyway, anybody who understands insurance, that you price for the future, you don't price for the past. So on the 21st of April, when these awards, reduced awards, took effect, that means that every single policy for motor insurance, for business insurance, for home insurance that was written at that point in time, the payouts would have been reduced for personal injuries by 50%, that means your premiums should have been reducing. It hasn't happened, and the government really need to come down hard on the insurance companies for not allowing that to happen, for allowing them to actually kick this down the road and say that sometime soon we will see premium reductions. We've carried out a survey, Samantha, of about 1,000 people who've renewed their premiums since these guidelines came into effect. 58% of them seen their premiums increase, with only 22% seen reductions. But if you don't even want to take our word for it, the Alliance for Insurance Reform have carried out their own survey, and they're seeing a similar trend, and the Consumers Association is saying the same thing, that they're not seeing these award levels that have been reduced passed on to consumers. And if that isn't happening, then what is happening is the profits of these insurance companies are just increasing, and that isn't what the legislation that we passed was about.
But the industry say that it's not that simple, that things like legal costs haven't come down, and as a result you're not going to get like for like as you're looking for.
Well, we're not saying that that you will see a 50% reduction, but as I said to you, since these guidelines have come into effect, many people have seen increases in their insurance premiums. The least we should be seeing is what the industry told us, and that is that all premiums that were written after the 21st of April of this year should have seen significant reductions of about 20%. And then what we need to do is allow the legislation that I've drafted, which mirrors what happens in Britain. The same companies operate in the same market there, and they have to report to the central bank there how they passed on all of these reduced awards to their customers instead of pocket in these in terms of profits. That is how we will only ever be able to know whether these savings that have been produced as a result of this legislation, which we and the other parties in the Oireachtas passed the legislation for, is actually happening. So that needs to happen, and it needs to happen fast. And there are, as I said, I can't understand why, for the life of me, that the government have decided to block legislation which they supported at second stage, but saying that it can't now proceed for another 9 months. You know, this is in the interest of consumers. Other bodies are looking for this. It makes sense. And as I said, all of these insurance companies, the large seven insurance companies in the north, when they write motor insurance or when they do it in London, they have to do this. They have to show how they're passing on the savings to the customers. Why can't we protect our customers the same way as other jurisdictions
now,
do?
The insurance industry, they're saying that motor premiums have reduced and they're hopeful more reductions are coming. They're also saying that there was a spike in court cases prior to COVID restrictions and these are still working through the court. So do you accept that it's going to take time before we see a difference?
Well, the one thing I can guarantee you, and I've been dealing with insurance companies for a long time now, is they will continue to shift the goalpost. They asked us, they lobbied for this legislation. They told the committee that we should be seeing reductions of 20%. They told us that they price into the future, not into the past. As I said, these reductions should have been happening now. They will come up with 101 different reasons why they want to pocket these savings instead of passing them on to the consumer. It is government's job. It is our job as legislators to make sure that we defend and stand up for the interests of motorists who've seen premiums increase dramatically over the last number of years, and including business people who've seen likewise. So I'll give you a statistic that the insurance companies can't deny, because this comes from the central bank. During the last 10 years, the cost of claims has reduced by 9%, but at the same time, premiums have increased by 35%. So, you know, the insurance companies like to have it both ways. Even when the claims are going down, they raise premiums. I, as a legislator, don't trust the insurance industry. I have valid reasons to do it. We've seen the European Commission's findings in relation to cartel-like activity. We've seen the competitions authorities report, interim report in relation to price fixing in the market. And that is why the government needs to lift the ban on my legislation to make sure that euro for euro is passed on to the customer. And I think any politician, work their skin, should be back in that type of approach. Something that isn't novel, something that happens in the north, that happens in Britain, that the British government introduced to protect their customers, and we need to do the same thing.
Now, the industry, they deny that there's a cartel-like activities, that these are individual companies, but they also say that their biggest costs are for catastrophic injuries, and they weren't reduced in that regard. And they say that's a good thing for those who are suffering from those injuries. Would you accept that?
Absolutely. But again, don't let the insurance industry muddy the waters here. Of course, those catastrophic injuries shouldn't have been reduced. Their lifetime costs, what has been reduced here, is in relation to fully recoverable minor injuries. And what the industry said is, if those awards were reduced by 50%, and what actually happened is some of them have reduced by more than 50%, but they said if they reduced by 50%, then we should be seeing reductions of between 15 and 20%. As I said to you, many people that are listening to this programme now will be tearing their hair out, because they're getting their renewals, and they've got their renewals over the last 2 months, and they have seen the price of insurance increase. And again, it's our job to protect them from this type of industry.
But Piers Doherty, do you accept that the government have made some progress on this? Leo Varadkar said today they've done about, I think it was 66 things have been laid out. They've done about half of the things they've promised in relation to that, and more to come and more to do, to borrow a phrase. But what's the priority area in your view? What do they need to do more than anything next?
Okay, well, this is the priority area. This is something that can be done nearly overnight. The legislation is there, it's drafted, and we could actually pass this legislation within the next week, which would have a real meaningful effect to insurance companies. To consumers. The second thing they need to do is, again, another piece of legislation that I've brought forward, but we'll hear more about this next week when the central bank published their report on dual pricing. This is a practice that pushes up the price of insurance on ordinary people, where insurance companies use data that they gather on us to figure out how much they can charge before we will shop around. Again, it's been banned in the north. It's going to be banned in Britain. I've instigated a major review by the central bank. They've done two reports so far. The final report will be published this month, and I expect that they will call for it to be banned. That legislation is drafted by me. It's ready and waiting. And the third thing that they need to do is they need to introduce the duty of care, changes to the duty of care. This is where people can go into a soft play area with their children, have a minor bump and be able to sue the establishment, where there is a responsibility on the individual themselves, and there is also a responsibility on the business. But we need to make sure that that responsibility is better balanced, so that we don't have some of the cases that we're seeing coming before the courts. But there are three things that could be done very, very quickly that, in my view, would see a substantial reduction in terms of costs. There are many other issues, and some of the issues that the government are doing, I support. Indeed, some of them are measures that actually I have drafted legislation for. And in September, we're going to see a major change in terms of how your premiums will be reported to you, because the legislation I introduced over 2 years ago, but the government has put a stay in it until September for it to take effect.
Before I let you go, can I just ask you about your own constituency of Donegal? The highest COVID rates on this island right now are in the Donegal Derry region. Do you have any insight into what's causing that? And what do you think can be done about it?
No, I don't. And unfortunately, at this point in time, we're seeing very high rates in the Enshone region and the Strabane region. And it's not just in the last wee while. We've seen those rates kind of remain stubbornly high for quite a period of time. It's not the same story right across the county. And there are different stories in relation to lower rates. But obviously, we're all concerned as a result of the Delta variant. And that's why we do need to see an increased focus on areas of high concentration in terms of vaccination rollout. I know my colleague Padraig McLaughlin was engaging with the Minister for Health in relation to this, and I think that's really an important. I think there's also acknowledgement. You remember Inishowen is smack on the border, as are many other communities. Its natural hinterland is Derry. We have two different levels of restrictions that have been in place for quite a long time. Sometimes it benefited the south, sometimes it benefited the north, but we know that the north is way ahead in terms of the vaccination rollout. So therefore, that is, I would guess, having an impact in that region as well.
OK, we'll have to leave it there. Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, thank you. We'll be back after this break.